fifth perek of Gittin, fourth Mishnah. Yisayim Mishnah Samchayetz and Balabais. Yisayim that rely on a certain Balabais to take care of their needs. Osher Mino Lem Avim Apotropos of the Father, appointed for them an Apotropos, caretaker. Chayv Lassapayr is same. He has the right and he's required to take up Trumas and Maisers from the fruit because they can't eat them without Trumas and Maisers being taken. That is a very big Kiddush. Why is it a big Kiddush? Because the fruit belongs to them. So how could somebody else take up Trumas and Maisers from their fruit? You need a Shliach and a Kotten can't make a Shliach. We see a Kiddush that Apotropos is automatic Shliach for the Ketanim and he can't take up Trumas and Maisers. Apotropos Yemina Avi Yisayimim Yishavea. If his father is, he was appointed by the father, then he should swear. Why? Because here nobody forces this person to be an apotropos. He did a favor for the father because he has some kesher with the father. He owes something to the father. So therefore, we're not afraid if we're going to make him swear that he didn't take anything more than he should for himself. That it's going to, he will not want to be the apotropos because he has some vested interest in becoming the apotropos anyway. But we knew Bezdin, if he was appointed by the Bezdin, so here he's doing a toivah to Bezdin, then we'd say lo yishaveh, we don't make him swear, because we don't want him to refrain people to be afraid from being apotropos, because they're going to have to make shvus afterwards, whether they took extra or not. Abashol amechilav advarim. Abashol says the opposite, that a Bezdin appointed him is a big kovid. Oh, Bezdin treat me as a chosh of a person, so he's willing to make the shvur. Whereas that the father appointed him, which was not such a chashivas, seems to be machlokes, what's more important, money or COVID? Yeah. Okay. Hamitame medameya umenasech b'shogig potu mezid chayiv. These are also takonos de rabbonans. A person is metame somebody else's produce. It's a hezek shen anikir, something that's not recognizable, and therefore mikir adin. He's potu. But med rabbonan, if he did it b'mezid, there's a knas and he has to pay it. Medameya means and he mixed up somebody's truma with the person's chulin, and now it causes damage because truma is worth less money than chulin because only kohanim could eat truma. So if I take somebody's truma and mix into the chulin, the whole thing becomes now truma. I cause them a loss, but it's also not a recognizable loss. A menasech is somebody mixes yai nesech into kosher wine. All these things, it's a hezek she'ein or neker, and therefore it's done b'shagi spotim and meizin is chayiv. Koinim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidim chayovim. Koinim, they brought a korban and they brought with the wrong machshavas. They thought they're gonna, at the time that they're gonna sprinkle the blood. Too late after prescribed time, the korban becomes possible, and therefore it's amazing they have to pay.